Thank you. something we've always really looked forward to right from the very earliest days of this group's history. Something about this town you guys have really supported us all the way through. And really especially we look forward to these occasions like tonight where we're going to be able to come here and play a whole bunch of new music for y'all. We've got a long program planned for you tonight that includes a bunch of everything. But before we go on too much, I want to take a second so you can meet each one of these great musicians out here one by one. As many of you know, the core of this band, the basic quartet, has been together for a really long time, and it's been really fantastic to share the stage with all these guys for these years and to really work on getting our group sound together and everything. And it's been almost 20 years now that this gentleman and myself have been writing music together. Innovative and important keyboard players that show up in the last two decades. And he's simply one of the best musicians around. Please welcome from Wisconsin, the piano and keyboards, Lyle Lane. Since about 1980 or so, we've been lucky to have one of the best bass players around. He's another one, the rarity of his talent. He's totally at home on both the acoustic and the electric bass, which there's, you can count on one hand the guys who are in that category. But beyond that, his contribution to the band's music and the way our development has gone along in terms of how we make our records and pretty much all the details of our music get filtered through Steve somewhere along the line. From Chicago on the bassist, Steve Rutby! Please welcome from Chicago on the drums, Paul Wertheim. Well, in around 1987, we made a record called Still Life Talking. Who opened up a whole new world of sound possibilities for us. He's one of the guys where the term multi-instrumentalist is really no exaggeration. He's comfortable playing the trumpet, he can sing, he can play the mallet instruments, he plays guitar, and he's an unbelievable whisperer on top of everything else. Please welcome from Detroit, multi-instrumentalist Mark Ledford! New percussionist is somebody you may have heard playing with Cassandra Wilson, who's been in her band for the last 6 or 7 years. And we're really happy to have him with us now. He's a great addition to this band. From Barbados on percussion, Jeff Haynes. proposed to joining us on several occasions. And since you guys have followed the group so closely, I know there's a lot of people here who have really checked out what we've been doing. You may notice that David Blamires, who's been in the band for a long time and is in fact featured on the new album, isn't with us this time. And he wishes he could be here. He just had his third child, giving him three kids at his seven. And basically, his wife said he couldn't go anymore. That's sort of what the world comes to. But it did give us a chance to finally call up Philip, who is, as I said, someone that we've been checking out for a long time. He was in a group called Full Circle and made a few records of these. And he's a great addition to the band on vocals and miscellaneous instruments. New York, Philip Hamilton. So you all ready to hear some new music? Well, we've already done a few. In that first set of tunes, there were three songs that are, in fact, from our new album, which is called Imaginary Day. It came out a little while ago. I think for all of us, it's one of the most fun and satisfying records we've made as a group. And it's really been challenging and very enjoyable to figure out how to play a lot of this stuff live. In that first set, the first piece that was played on that Guadalupe guitar was a piece from the album called Into the Dream. The guitar is a 42-string guitar. The theory being that it increases the odds by 7 that I'll hit it right enough. So that was Into the Dream. Then we did one of our older tunes, basically just a kind of fast tempo blues that we wanted to get loosened up on, Have You Heard? And we did two more new songs from the album. First was Story Within a Story, featuring Mark Plantman. Nice drum and solo back there. Then we did Follow Me. Then there were two other ones. How Insensitive is a standard tune that we've enjoyed playing for a number of years. We had Tony Bacalo show me. And then when we just finished was the title of one of our albums from a while back now, First Circle.
Yeah.
So pretty much for the next hour, we're going to launch into what will be kind of an extended suite of all these new tunes from the album, and we hope you enjoy it. That's all I can say. The next hour, the title track, which is Imaginary Day.
Thank you.
you for an imaginary day. We hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.